This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Wednesday, October 27, and these are the headlines. Mayor Sara Duterte revealed Monday that 11 out of 17 members of their household tested positive for coronavirus disease during the recent outbreak of the virus in their residence. Duterte, fresh from her trip to Cebu over the weekend, told Davao City Disaster Radio that after their children manifested symptoms and were later tested positive, all of them were swabbed. The mayor, who is fully immunized with the two-dose vaccine of Sinopharm, said she was initially among the few who tested negative for the infection, but she needed to undergo a re-swabbing after experiencing an itchy throat, which yielded a positive result last October 9. She said the unvaccinated members of the population are at higher risk to contract COVID-19 because they lack immunity from the vaccines, which would have prevented the infection. In San Francisco, Agusan del Sur, residents here were shocked to learn that a popular FM radio music disc jockey who tried his luck in other money-making businesses in neighboring province turned out to be involved in a multi-million investment scam. News posted on social media on the arrest of Arnel Aratea in Santo Tomas Town in Davao del Norte drew mixed reactions from residents who were surprised that he was involved in illicit investment scheme flagged by the Securities and Exchange Commission. His arrest in Santo Tomas Town on October 20 was related to his alleged involvement in soliciting investments from the public at amounts ranging from 5,000 to 1 million pesos with a promised quarterly return of up to 30%. In business, the improvement of government spending will benefit domestic growth and the reopening of the economy can boost tax revenue collections, economists said. The Bureau of the Treasury on Monday reported that in September this year, government revenues totaled to 2.237 trillion, 4.71% higher than the 2.136 trillion program for the period, while expenditures amounted to 3.376 trillion, 5.22% lower than the 3.562 trillion program. Attributing the year-on-year jump of both the expenditures and revenues last September to base effects, ING Bank Manila senior economist Nicolas Mapa said, rising revenues shows that economic activity has improved compared to the same period last year. You are listening to the audio edition of Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. For more stories, log on to www.mindanaotimes.com.ph. This is Deborah Uson for the headlines.